tonight.
All right, on this bitterly cold Friday morning, the number of cases of the coronavirus in China have spiked. Joining us right now from the ABC News Foreign Desk in London, Tom Rivers. Tom, good morning.
Good morning, Paul. Yeah, at first blush, it looks like things are really taking off now, but the trend is basically what we've seen over the past few weeks. But the methodology, Paul, has changed.
Mm-hmm.
In the past, they would only add people to the case list if they tested positive in a lab. Now they're adding people if they show up at a clinic and they have, looks like, pretty nasty flu or pneumonia. They're going to throw them on the list anyways and wait for the results to come back later. So the numbers are increasing. I'll give you the latest numbers from today, official numbers. Deaths in predominantly China, 1,380, and the cases now nearly 64,000.
Most of the deaths that have been attributed to the coronavirus have been inside of China, but there have been one or two, I think, outside of China now, haven't there?
Yeah. The first one was in the Philippines, and then we had a case of a person dying in Hong Kong. The latest is a person in Japan. A woman in her 80s contracted it about a week or so ago and did not pull through. So, yeah, three individuals outside of China.
Any sense from the Chinese officials as to whether they're beginning to gain some control over this this disease?
You know, there's a lot of speculation, but nothing official and nothing nailed down. A lot of major sporting events, a big rugby event, canceled right now, or actually pushed back to October. Big question mark. You know, does this thing die out in the next month or two? That would be fantastic if that's the case. But in neighboring Japan, they've got, starting in July, the Summer Olympic Games.
Oh, boy.
And the question is, you know, should that be pushed back? Can it run as scheduled? You know, at this point, it's really difficult to tell. I guess we'll have some clarity maybe another month down the road.
Yeah, but nothing too soon. Better to err on the side of caution, I guess.
Yeah, exactly. But again, you know, so many people booking hotels and flights. And then, you know, what are you going to do then? Well, I guess we're going to rebook for, you know, when. We don't know when, if in fact it is pushed back maybe a month or two or whatever.
Yeah, major inconvenience indeed. Tom, we appreciate your reporting. Thank you so much.
Take care.
All right, bye now.